Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Tuesday afternoon, I'm just beginning to see, now I'm on my way.
It's a Tuesday afternoon in the springtime here on Duffy, if you will. I'm Scoot on the air, coming to the end of April, and yeah, we kind of slip right into summertime. It's pretty hot. It's pretty humid, but I don't know whether you've noticed this or not. If you go out in the evening, like after the sun has been down for a few minutes, go out in the evening and there's been really a nice evening breeze. And if you're out, you know, walking your dog at night or jogging or doing anything at night, I'm sure you've noticed that it's rather pleasant at night. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We really have a lot to talk about. Today is President Donald Trump's 100th day in office. The measurement of what a president accomplishes in the first 100 days in office began with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and it has gone on ever since. It's a sort of a random amount of time, a little over 3 months, 100 days in office. And the theory is that you can tell a lot about what's going to happen in the first 100 days in office. I don't know if anybody's ever looked back and check to see historically how this works out. The first 100 days in office, if it's good, if a president is popular, does a president end his term that way? I don't know. I would have thought that maybe somebody would have done some research on that. You know, maybe it's out there and I just haven't seen it. But Donald Trump is not in good shape right now. And this is not bashing Trump. You know, in the same way, during the campaign and before the election, in the same way that I was honest with you about Donald Trump not being able to end inflation, not being able to improve the stock market right away, not being able to end the war in Ukraine with Russia, not being able to end that right away, I wasn't being critical of Donald Trump. I was being honest. And as it turns out, I was right, and Donald Trump is explaining what I was trying to explain before the election. These things can't happen overnight. So Donald Trump has 4 years. We don't know how this is going to end, and it could turn out to be great. But right now, it's not good, and the American people are not happy with Donald Trump. When I say it's not good, that's from the perspective of the American people, and the polls show it. And now that the polls are showing a very negative view of Donald Trump wants the polls to be investigated. Like there's some kind of conspiracy behind this. And all the polls are the same, essentially showing the exact same thing. Whether it's a Fox poll or a mainstream media poll, they show the exact same thing. Now, Fox News, for the most part, is just talking about how great President Trump is. I mean, there are a few exceptions, but for the most part, they're just talking about how great he is and what a great job he's done, and this is just the beginning, and he's doing just what he was elected to do. Well, a lot of people disagree with that. A lot of Americans totally disagree with that. So we're going to be talking about that. And, you know, look, I'm a talk show host. We're not going to spend the whole show talking about this, but you know, I have always talked about a president and the assessment of a president 100 days after they've been in office. And that's something that we talk about. And Donald Trump is president of the United States, and that's something that talk show hosts talk about. So we will talk about that. But, you know, on this show, we have a lot of other things to get to, as we do every day. And we're going to get to all of those other things as well. You know, I heard the end of it. I'm working on the show when Newell is on the air, so I don't get a chance to listen to his whole show, and I get bits and pieces of it here and there. He was talking to J.P. Morrell of the city council about this waste deal, and the deal with Waste IV and Sidney Torres, who is doing the waste management in the French Quarter now and apparently doing a great job, and Troy Henry, who is going to subcontract the waste work out. And through some technicality, Troy Henry believes that he has a right to the contract. Well, simply put, if there is an effort, whoever is pushing for Troy Henry to get the contract, whoever is behind it, whether it's the mayor or Troy Henry himself, they are pushing Sidney Torres out because they want to do this for Troy Henry. I don't know why. I don't know if there are connections. I don't know what the connections might be. We've talked to Troy Henry. We've talked to Sidney Torres on this show. It's an ugly, ugly display of New Orleans politics. But please know that Troy Henry is using a legal technicality to try to win this contract back and to have Sidney Torres's temporary contract interrupted before December. And it seems like he feels like he is entitled to it. And there is a problem in New Orleans with an entitlement mentality. He's not the only one that has an entitlement mentality. Well, I think this should be mine. This is mine. This belongs to me. And I think a lot of it has to do with who he is. And I don't even want to say it, so I'm not going to say it. But a lot of it has to do with who he is. And again, the court system has not settled this one way or the other. But we do know that there was a case, and there it just seems like based on a technicality, well, now he's got all his blank together with this company that he's going to sub out to, and so now he wants the contract. Sidney Torres is doing a great job. If Sidney Torres is doing a good job, why change it? Well, because, again, it's the entitlement mentality that continues to drag down the city of New Orleans. That's my opinion. And we'll see what happens from here. All right. So, look, this is really, really sad. A 16-year-old was shot in Jefferson Parish by Jefferson Parish sheriff's deputies. He was shot. There was a high-speed chase. It happened about 7:45 last night. There was a high-speed chase, and then the guy got out of the car, and he's running, and he pulled out, apparently he pulled out a weapon. And look, if you pull out a weapon, and the police are chasing you, you pull out a weapon, the police are going to shoot you. Now, if you have children, you need to tell them this. This is your job as a parent. You tell your kids, if you pull out a gun and point it at police, they're going to shoot you. That's not my opinion. That's basically a fact. And if you pull out a gun when police are chasing you, you're going to get shot, and, you know, that's on you. So, you know, don't do that, and teach your kids not to do that. This apparently was over another stolen vehicle, and, you know, people feel like they're entitled to steal vehicles, and the chase went on, and, you know, there'll be an investigation, and we'll find out what happened. So you've heard in the news about these vessels that crashed on the river and barges breaking away. I've talked to you about how exciting the Mississippi River is this time of year in the spring. And it's especially exciting this spring of 2025, because there's been so much rain to the north of us. And all of the rain drains from the tributaries into the Mississippi River. And then all of it flows down here. The river is high, the river is fast, and this is when accidents are most likely to happen on the river. And, you know, it's exciting to just, if you have a vantage point to get to the river and just go take a look at the river, go take a look at it. You know, every once in a while you'll see a log go by and you'll see how fast those logs are floating down the river. But the crescent turn, like from the Moonwalk and from Waldenburg Park, that crescent turn in the river, to watch the big ships navigate that is really, really cool. U.S. consumer confidence is plunging to the lowest point in 5 years because of the tariffs. Oh, and Donald Trump has now backed up on the tariffs again. By the way, he keeps talking about all of these countries that are coming to make deals. We don't know of any country that has actually come to make a deal. We don't know that. And Donald Trump has had a history, this is not my opinion, he's had a history of telling us things that are not true. So just because he says there's all these countries lining up to make deals over the tariff deal doesn't mean it's happening. And all of the other countries are saying, well, it's not true. So Donald Trump is losing the tariff war. And he's losing it in the eyes of the American people. And it's reflective in the polls. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Archie Manning says he absolutely loves the Saints' decision to pick this quarterback from Louisville, Tyler Shuck. And I respect Archie Manning's opinion. I think it's a great opinion. I heard Bobby Hebert talking about how he loves that selection. And Bobby thinks he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints. I'm really excited about the Saints this season. And I think there's every reason to be happy about that. Bowen Yang says that Saturday Night Live is hampered in comedy because they can't curse on the air. He says to not be able to say the S word or the F word is hampering them, and they want to be able to just let it fly. Should that happen? How do you feel when you're listening to radio or when you're listening to some podcast or something that is a streaming and you hear cursing? Doesn't it seem to make it more emphatic? I mean, instead of saying BS, to just be able to say it out, you know, blank, blank, just to be able to say it, I think it adds something. Now, I'm not really in favor of cursing everywhere. I think it should be selective. And I think Saturday Night Live has been funny for a long time without cursing. And I don't know why it can't continue to be funny or why they can't continue to try to be funny without cursing. So we'll talk a little bit about that later in the show. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. Man, nice to be back.
Got a brand new tire. Thanks. Got a brand new tire. I'm glad you're back. I got a brand new tire. My car today. Car ride's just so great with that brand new tire. I have a brand new tire because I'm stupid. I was kind of running late for church Sunday. And you know how they have, you know, like there's a drain? And there's a sharp edge to both sides of the drain. Mm-hmm. So I go to pull in. I'm trying to pull in right in front of the drain, and I like hit the sharp edge of the drain. I didn't think I hit it that hard, but I came out from church Sunday, had a flat tire.
You must have hit that edge pretty hard, yeah.
Well, it didn't seem like I hit it that hard, but it punctured the tire. I had a tire punctured a couple of months ago from a pothole in New Orleans, so I had to get a new tire from that. So, you know, look, I'm just going to tell you, just, you know, be careful and, you know, watch those drains, because if you hit the edge of that drain like I did, you might puncture a tire. And I want to tell you, you know, $295 later, you know, that's a lesson I don't want to have to learn again.
Yeah, wow, that's an expensive, expensive tire.
Yeah, well,
I don't have to replace car tires very often owing to me not owning a car right now, but, you know, you get flat tires on a bicycle or a scooter sometimes. Those aren't cheap either.
I remember when I was a kid and you had the flat tire kit. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you might be too young to even remember this, but there was a flat tire patch kit, and it had sort of a rough grading thing on the top.
Yeah.
And you would rub it on the tire, make mm-hmm. the tire rough, and then you would put this patch on it. You know, I fixed a few tires. I don't know if they ever really actually held the air, but I tried to fix a few. But yeah, you know, we would, when we were kids, so you get a flat tire, you take the inner tube out and try to patch it.
I remember, you know, in high school, I drove a 1984 Chevy Camaro, and boy, I loved that car.
Wow.
It was in good condition. I got it from my grandfather. It was chocolate brown. I had leopard print.
Eight cylinder.
You know it.
That's a muscle car.
305, yeah, big time.
That's a muscle car.
And it had the hatchback, and it would get very hot in there. And I had a can of Fix-A-Flat, which is this sort of like aerosol stuff that you're supposed to spray into the tire when you get a flat. I don't know exactly how it works.
Yeah.
But I never got an opportunity to use it because one day I came out and was getting ready to drive to school and the can of Fix-A-Flat had exploded in the car and coated the entire inside of the interior of my Camaro with this chemical that's meant to fix the flat tire. And the can, the top of the can had blown off and rocketed the can into the body of the car and punched through the plastic wall on the inside.
Wow.
And was lodged in there. And I was just remember being very grateful that if the can had been, you know, sort of angled up a little bit, it would have gone right through the hatchback window.
Damn.
And shattered that to pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. So you ride a bike. How do you fix a flat tire today?
Mostly, I would just, you got to kind of walk to wherever you can get it replaced. I mean, I could do it by myself, but it's a bit labor intensive. I would rather just pay somebody, you know, the $20 or whatever it is.
Because I know a lot of boomers remember this can repair kit that we had, and it was like a cheese grater, you know, on the top of the can, and you would rub
that.
I guess that would make it rough enough for it to accept the adhesive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, I remember doing that a few times, but I don't know that it ever really held the air, and so I ended up getting a new tire.
I'm never really so far from a bicycle repair shop that I have to no, I got to patch this tire temporarily. It's not like I'm, you know, zipping around out in the countryside. I'm just going to and from work. It's pretty
easy. All right, very special day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. Happy birthday today to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson is 92 years old today, still touring. Has a new album coming out.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye.
It is impossible.
I didn't come here.
It is impossible for young generations to tell their parents, or it's impossible for parents to tell young generations that marijuana is bad for you, because all the young generations have to do is say, Mom, Dad, look at Willie Nelson. He's still alive and 92 years old. I'm Scoots, and we'll be back on WWL.
Party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
U.S. consumer confidence is down to the lowest point in 5 years because of the tariff situation. If Donald Trump was so right about tariffs, then why is he backing up? Why is he crawfishing on the deal? President Trump today signed an executive order, or he's going to do it sometime today, that's going to relieve some of the 25% tariffs on cars and their parts. If he's so right, why is he backing up on this? Because he's hearing from people in the real world who are not feeding in, not buying into his revenge mentality. And this whole tariff thing has turned out to be not a good thing. Can it get better? I don't know. If you listen to Fox News, they'll tell you it's going to get better. But I don't know if there aren't scars. I don't know if there's not damage that's been done that cannot be recouped. I don't know how this is going to end, but if Donald Trump is so right, why isn't he sticking with it? Why is he changing? Why is he crawfishing back? Why is he going back on some of the things that he said? This is what we have to do. We have to do this because we've got to make America first. Why is he backing off of that? If you want to explain that, you can. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And we're going to go over the polls on his 100th day in office today coming up in just a bit. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, how are you?
Yes, Scoot. I got two things for you here.
Okay.
One thing is going to have you laughing. You know how I told you sometimes I'll hear a song and something just pops into my head? I don't know how this happens. I don't know how it happens. I really don't, but it happens. The other day, Coleman played bumper music, like you all do, you know, like Ian does. And you know that song, I Want You to Want Me?
Yeah. Yeah, Cheap Trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what popped into my head, and you're going to laugh your butt off. Didn't I see you die? Oh, didn't I, didn't I, didn't you Cindy Fry, I miss you dearly. I want you near me. And, of course, I'd have to call Weird Al Yankovic to help me, you know, finish it.
Well, that's a nice start.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's a nice love song.
The funny thing about it, though, is that the lyrics just popped right into my head. I don't know how this happens. It's just strange. You know, they have that advertisement, Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had a neighbor one time that wasn't so nice.
You had a what that wasn't so nice?
A neighbor one time.
Oh, a neighbor. Okay.
And I came up with Nadine Queen, the Queen of Mean. And it was just so funny. Stuff just pops into my head. Now, here's something that I have to say here. And everybody needs to hear me. And I find that what is happening in this moment is that because I am looking at some things a little differently, some people there's a lady I'm friends with on the computer here, and she said, my family and I are down with Trump 100%, you know, no matter what. And a lot of people are that way. But I saw something last night. Well, first he said he was doing an interview, and he said, I run the country and the world. Well, I am sorry, Mr. Trump, you do sort of, you know, you run this country. I mean, you are the president of America, the United States of America, but you do not run the world. And then last night I saw something that has me upset. And there are a lot of people that think they know. Well, he's not going to do that. He's only trying to do this and this and that. I called the national radio show this morning, and the guy's telling me what Trump's trying to do. If something happens and you call the police, what if they don't come? I said, what if they don't come? I said, I don't want soldiers on my front door. It says here, just in, President Trump directed Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and the United States Attorney General Pam Bondi to determine how the United States military could be used for domestic law enforcement. Now, when I'm thinking of United States military, I'm not even thinking of state troopers or National Guard. I'm thinking of Army and Navy. Now, if I was the president and we were having, like during George Floyd thing, you know, violence on American soil where you're burning businesses and cars and being violent, I might call in the state troopers or the National Guard. I don't know if it got too bad. Maybe we have to call in the U.S. military. But that's not what this is referring to. And everybody, Trump's expanded domestic military use should worry all of us. It really should. Just because you're conservative, look, I am conservative. I fess up, I confess. I know because of that I got some haters, but I don't care. But I'm telling you people, you better just try to have an open mind. I hope and pray that nothing bad is going to happen here. We don't need martial law. But I cannot say, I am not a psychic, and I cannot say what the future is going to hold, and neither can you. In this moment, it is only speculation.
Well, Janice, I can tell you that I've got that story, and I'm going to try to get to that later because I think that is a significant story. I will tell you this: I get text messages from people who say, "Tell Janice I love her. I love that she is now thinking with an open mind." And Janice, you represent a lot of Americans. A lot of Americans are kind of in shock and awe over what's happening and how it's happening right now. And they didn't vote for this, but they're getting it anyway. And I applaud you for having an open mind. And, you know, I have always said that being behind Donald Trump 100% is not a prerequisite for being a conservative or a Republican. And there are more and more Republicans now standing up to Trump, disagreeing with him. Trump is not the only Republican in the world. He's not the only conservative in this country. And you don't have to like everything about Trump in order to be a good conservative or a good Republican. But Janice, look, I love hearing from you. Love your open mind. If you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Canada has a new prime minister. And Donald Trump can't be happy about this because the person who was the conservative lost and the more liberal candidate won. And this was not totally expected. And Donald Trump wasn't expecting this. He didn't endorse anybody. But he, of course, wanted the more conservative candidate to win. And the more conservative candidate did not win. Is Donald Trump staining conservative ideology? I'm Scoot. I'm going to tell you more about this new prime minister from Canada. The more liberal candidate won. And so if Donald Trump is so quick to make Canada the 51st state, would Canada be a blue state or a red state? And if they're going to be a blue state, do you really want them part of the United States? All right, I'm going to tell you more about what the new Prime Minister of Canada had to say. That's coming up next. I'm Scoot. This is WWL. All right, Canada has a new prime minister. His name is Mark Carney. He was the Liberal candidate, and Pierre Poilievre was the Conservative, and he lost. So here's what the new prime minister of Canada, Mark Carney, had to say in his acceptance speech. He said, "President Trump is trying to break us so America can own us. That will never, ever happen. President Trump is trying to break us so America can own us. That will never, ever happen." And they have a control over whether that's going to happen. Again, this is Donald Trump's ego speaking. He wants to take Greenland. He wants to take Canada. I don't think he's going to take either. But I mean, why? I don't understand why he would brag about getting Canada if that's not something that's going to happen, because he's only going to look like a loser if he doesn't get it. I mean, why fight a fight you're not going to win? He's not going to get Canada. And I think it's interesting because I think a lot of people were expecting, and some experts were expecting, that the Conservative was going to win this election. But the Liberal won the election. And it's also going to be interesting to see what happens in the midterm elections here in America. Is Donald Trump tainting conservative ideology, what it means to be a conservative? Is he scaring people into conservatism? Are people going to start to think maybe, you know, as much as we think the Democrats are in disarray, you know, maybe this is not the right direction that we're going in. And we're going to go over the polls in just a few minutes. But Canada's new prime minister, Mark Carney, is very devastating. It's going to be interesting to see when Mark Carney and President Trump get together, because Trump is so cocky and confident. He thinks we're going to take Canada. But, I mean, we're not going to go to war to take Canada. So the only other way is for the Canadians to agree to come along with us. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're a great country, but Canadians are proud. They're proud of their nation. They're proud of who they are. They don't want to become part of America. They don't want to lose their identity. And it just seemed like it was very egomaniacal of Donald Trump to think that that was going to happen. All right, let's go to Metairie. Julie, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Julie.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry, what?
I said good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
Okay, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I want to say Trump, his main agenda when he ran was the border, closing the border, and a lot of people voted for that, and the border is now 99.99% closed. So I never hear anything about that on the talk show, the things he is doing.
I've talked about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, if it's not in the news, that's good news. It's sad that good news doesn't get the same attention as bad news. But if the border were the same crisis that it was, I mean, instead of thousands coming over a day, I think we have 300 or something like that. So Donald Trump has closed the border.
It was three.
Okay.
It was three of them that came over, and it was because of medical reasons they had to let him over.
Okay.
And also, our country is 36 in the trillions in deficit here. So Trump is trying to get us out of the disaster that we're in because of the previous administration.
The previous administration didn't set the tariffs. I mean, this has been set for a long time.
I'm not talking about the tariffs.
Okay.
I'm just talking about what they did. I mean, that's what we're in. And he's trying to figure out how we can get out of this.
Well, if he was so sure about the tariffs, why does he continue to sort of crawfish back on some of the
that's part of the plan, Scoot.
Oh, it is.
That's part of the plan.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, they're not in his Oval Office going through all this stuff. They have a plan, okay? Everybody has a plan.
Well, then how do you know? If we're not
because
in
I
the
know
Oval
about
Office.
Plans. You should know that. You should know that. You know, don't you have plans?
Where did you hear that? That it was about the plan, that this is the plan?
I mean, all the time. It's common sense.
Well, where did you hear it?
Also, I need to tell you one more thing. I know you made a big deal out of you don't see Elon Musk anymore and all this kind of stuff. Do you know what a special employment for the government is?
A special employment for the government? No.
Yeah, that's what he is.
Okay.
Which means he's either employed for 130 days.
Okay. Okay.
130 days, which we're getting close to. And then he's probably going to step aside. That was the plan to get things done. And that's what they're doing. And he did find a lot of stuff that was really, really wrong and got it done. So you didn't happen to mention that. You just said we don't see him anymore.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why do you keep cutting me off?
Well, no, I've got to get to a break here in a moment. I wanted to ask you a question, but go ahead. I'm not cutting you off.
I don't know why people would even consider putting Democrats back in the office, because have you heard of the judge that was housing the illegal monster gang member? Did you hear about that? I know he's on the news, but you don't mention it. And now him and his wife probably will go to jail, and I hope they do.
Yeah, okay.
He had to resign. He will never be able to run as a judge again, housing this gangster, criminal, monster that had pictures on Facebook of the two decapitated bodies and proud of it. This is the kind of things that Democrats and liberals are doing. They want these monsters in our country. So many people, and also, did you see all the pictures
of
the land?
Of course they do. I mean, the Democrats the Democrats want people decapitated. It's true. Julie, I've got to get to a break here. A quick question: Were you awake? Were you awake during the campaign?
Dude, but trying to mention these things on your show every once in a while.
Julie, were you awake during the campaign? Do you remember Donald Trump mentioning the border and inflation and economy, gas prices and egg prices and all that? Did you heard him?
His only goal
was not the border. That was a big goal, but that was not the only goal. And Donald Trump has failed in, I just mentioned three. You talked about one. So one out of three is not that great of an average. Why do you think the American people are turning against Donald Trump right now? The polls are pretty steady. I got to get to a break here. If you have a comment, Open Heart Jewelers, talk and text line 504-260-1870. Sometimes people get news that is not worth repeating. And we do the best we can to do as much as we can with the news. On this day in 1989, this was the number one song in the country. We'll be back on WWL. Happy birthday to Master P, born right here in New Orleans. Master P, 55 years old today. All right, so the last caller, Julie, she thinks that the Democrats want monsters in this country who decapitate people. That's true. That's true. Democrats also drink the blood of babies. You know that? They kill babies and drink the blood of babies. That's what Democrats do. I mean, there are some people who actually believe that. A lot more still to come. I'm Scoot on WWL.